is the 10th of August, 1946, late in the afternoon. Here, in the beautifully situated grounds of the Aga Khan Club at Dar es Salaam, some 70,000 representatives of the Ismailia community from all over Africa, from all over the world, assembled to witness and take part in the Diamond Jubilee ceremony, the weighing against diamonds of His Highness the Aga Khan, the celebration of his 60th year as spiritual leader of his community. A great number of celebrities representing many governments and communities are seated, awaiting the arrival of Prince Sadruddin. And I can see amongst them Monsieur Bertrand, representing the government of France. There is a stir in the crowd. Applause begins as Prince Sadruddin, accompanied by the Governor General of Madagascar, comes down the avenue formed by the ranks of the band to take his seat. It is a scene of lovely colour, brilliant hues, and soft, pastel shades. And now, Prince Ali Khan has arrived. With him is Prince Abdullah of Zanzibar. There's an air of expectancy in the crowd now, for the important guests arriving to show that the entry of His Highness the Aga Khan is near. Here is the Governor of Uganda, Sir John Horton Hall. And now, behind him, Sir Philip Mitchell, Governor of Kenya, with Lady Mitchell. A rustle of applause near the entrance heralds the entry of Her Highness the Begum, together with Sir William Battersill, Governor of Tanganyika. Hardly does the applause die away before it starts again to rise in volume as His Highness the Aga Khan enters, accompanied by Lady Battersill and by Mr. Peach Jones, Under Secretary of State for Colonies, who is here as representative of the Government of Great Britain. His Highness is moving towards the dais, where he will receive the welcome and the homage of the Ismaili community, which owes so much to him.